our reading today. I have two readings. The first one comes from the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and the first 9 verses. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teachings. Thus says the God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison of those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. From the Gospel of Matthew, a very short understanding and reading from of the baptism of Jesus. Hear these words from chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus, I was going to read out of the other Bible. I'm sorry. Did you read along? And because that's really the words that I wanted. I just grabbed the wrong Bible. At the time, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River so that John would baptize him. John tried to stop him and said, I need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me? Jesus answered him, allow me to be baptized now. This is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. So John agreed to baptize Jesus. When Jesus was baptized, he immediately came out of the water. Heaven was open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove resting on him. A voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I dearly love. I find happiness in him. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing. Well, 2 versions for you. We pray with me, pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, Don, could you go back and get the first part of the first Isaiah reading, the first slide? Last week we heard the story of the wise men who were guided by the star, and I now hope that everyone here has a star, either at home or here. They were guided by the star to the baby who was born, the King of the Jews. We received each the gift of a star. We didn't get to pick the star. The word star picked us. And I encouraged us to let that word guide us in the coming year on our faith journey. The hope is that the word star, which I invited us to take that word star and put it somewhere special, someplace where you'll see it every single day. Take that word star and see it as a guide for you. My hope is that the word star, which I invited us to put on where you'll find it, would lead us to a closer relationship with Jesus. This week, it's not the wise men who lead us to baby Jesus, but it is God who reveals Jesus, God's servant, to us. As Jesus is baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descends upon Jesus, resting upon him, while a voice from heaven declares to the people, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Or as the Common English Bible translated it, translated the heavenly voice, "This is my Son, whom I truly love. He makes me happy." The prophet Isaiah further reveals God's servant, announcing, "Here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen, who brings me delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations." Friends, in this season of Epiphany, our scripture readings reveal to us who God's servant is. Christians have long heard Isaiah's words as describing Jesus. Today from Isaiah, we hear God naming that God's chosen one will bring delight to God. God's spirit is upon this one who will bring justice to the nations. When you think about Jesus, how do you experience him? I have no doubt that he pleased God. He withstood temptation to make his unique relationship with God all about, he withstood temptation to make his unique relationship with God all about himself. Jesus didn't want it to be about himself. Instead, he regularly sought out the Spirit of God, asking God for guidance. His ministry was to point those he taught, forgave, and gave new life to God, his heavenly Father. As Jesus revealed God, he held on to his identity, one who would quietly teach his disciples with the power of truth about God and what God wants from God's people. If we read the Gospels, we too will learn the truth about God and God's expectations of us. It's why we have the confirmands read one of the Gospels together with their mentor. The good news is, while Jesus calls the people to accountability, he will carefully hold the weak and the vulnerable. My hunch is that in some places of our lives, we are each weak and vulnerable. We each have places where we need healing of body, mind, or soul. Places where we need forgiveness, acceptance, peace, and hope. We each at times feel unloved and want to move away from the pain, the challenges, the busyness of this world to find the new life God in Jesus Christ promises. In our weakness, Jesus will tenderly see to it that we are not further bruised by him, nor that he will extinguish our faint spirits. Jesus wants to care for us as he helps us deal with what's going on in the world. Jesus, God's servant, came to bring justice to the world and to each of us. Jesus has come to help us become right with God, our neighbors, and ourselves. Jesus came to help us on our faith journey, a journey that leads us through death to new life. In heaven, yes, but also new life here on earth. Hear carefully this. The one who created us grasps our hand and guards us, which is towards the end of the Isaiah reading. However, what God is about in Jesus and through him in us is not all that Isaiah reveals. The one who gave breath to the people of the earth and who walked upon the earth, God has called. God has called us, each of us. We are to be people who are a light to the nations, called to open blind eyes and to lead prisoners from prison. We are called to bring hope into this world, to cast out fear and to offer new life. We are to open eyes to new possibilities and to free one another from that which has imprisoned us in despair and sin. Today, my friends, we are going to reaffirm our baptismal vows. Vows where we professed our faith in Christ Jesus, rejected the ways of sin, and united with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. We promised at our baptism, or when we confirmed our baptismal vows, that we would be Jesus followers. And we promise to support one another on our faith journeys. In our baptism, God also proclaimed we are beloved children. And as Isaiah puts it, we are given God's glory. We are given God's glory. In our baptism, God has let go of our sin, our past, and granted us new life. All that's in Isaiah. To know that through the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, God has set us free from the power of sin and death and raised us up to live in him is truly a gift. On this day, when we remember Christ's baptism, let us remember our own baptisms and reaffirm the vows we made. So I invite us to follow along on the screen or to turn to your bulletins as we receive new members and reaffirm our baptismal vows. Christ be with you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the beginning, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters. By your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with the waters of the flood, and your ark of salvation bore a new beginning. In the time of Moses, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea waters from slavery to freedom and crossed the flowing Jordan to enter the promised land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. At the river, your child was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you.
Bless the tranquil and turbulent waters of our lives.
Bless the transforming waters of our lives. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of the living word, on these waters and on us gathered here, that we who have been immersed in the waters of baptism may remember our new life in Christ and commit ourselves once again to the promises we have made in the sacrament of baptism. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. So I invite the congregation, including our new members, to join here in the profession of faith. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and unite with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. Do you wish to reaffirm your baptism or your confirmation or your membership vows, wherein you announced you wanted to be a follower of Christ?
I do.
Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ?
I do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
I do.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world?
I promise with the help of God.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Receive the baptismal waters once again. Forgotten how hard this bowl can be to get out. And so I will share with you the baptismal waters. Feel the love and the presence of Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism. Remember God's love for you, that you are a beloved child of God. Remember that God calls you to do the work of faithfulness. Remember our baptism. It was warm water when I put it in. It's not the same as a shower. Let us pray together. We thank you, God. Help us so to live that in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to invite Joanne and June to come forward. So June Thompson and Joanne Wren are known to many of us in this congregation. June is the granddaughter of Chester and Helen Turbill. Did I get that right?
Helena,
I knew that. Helena, who were long-term members of this congregation and also the Congregational Church.
Yeah.
June has also had connections with the Neillsville Methodist Church. She has lived in our area on and off for all of her life. On and off, more off than on. Yeah? She also delighted in working at the Glacier National Park. That's worth talking to her about. Most recently, as she's taken some time away from her 40-hour week jobs to write poetry and story. At this time, she's looking for some kind of other employment.
Yeah.
And she continues to give care and attention to her mother, who lives in Marshfield. Joanne Wren is a lifetime member of the Methodist Church, first in Neillsville and most recently in Maryland. She's been an active member of her church. You name the tasks of church life, and she's done them. She has long worked for the Neillsville school system as a bus driver for 27 years. And now she subs for school secretaries. She's also a supervisor in the township of Hewitt and the mother of how many kids?
Four girls.
Four daughters and a grandmother of?
Five.
Now that's just a few of the facts of their lives. And I'm going to invite you to go downstairs. They've provided the treats today. So please welcome them and get to know them and find out what gives them joy in life. So friends in Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. These people have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ. Through prayer and study, they've been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus Christ using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows. You are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are equally citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ alone being the cornerstone in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in Christ, in whom you are built into it for a dwelling place for God and the Spirit. By your baptism, you were made one with us in the body of Christ. Today, we rejoice in the pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time. And we give you thanks. We give God thanks for all the places where you have found support among the community of believers, both of you in the Methodist churches, and Joanne's been coming to our Lenten services for a number of years now. So we're glad for where you've been. And my friends, I want us to remember the grief that our Methodist sisters and brothers some continue to feel as they let go of their Methodism and become UCC. Understand that hole in their hearts. Yeah? Especially Joanne. So, through prayer and study, they have been led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, let me go back. We celebrate your presence in this household of faith. Do you promise to participate, Joanne and June, in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in worship, the worship of God, and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves this community and the world?
I promise with the help of God.
Let us, the members of United Church of Christ, Neillsville, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ. And will you stand, please?
Thank you.
We welcome you in the joy and the common life of this church. We promise you our friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior. And Jenny, can we? we say it together?
Sure.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the United Church of Christ, Neillsville, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you into the company of this local church. And your certificates are in my office.
Okay.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you for calling us to be your servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. May your hand ever be over your servants who made a commitment to membership here today. May your Holy Spirit be with them and on each of us who reaffirmed our baptism. Lead us all, we pray, in the knowledge and obedience of your holy word, that we may each serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come through Jesus Christ. Confirm in us the power of your covenant, that we may live in your spirit, share regularly in worship, and so love each other that we may have among us the same mind which was also in Christ Jesus, to whom be all honor and glory. Amen.